Now you can record on number three.
Is it recording now?
Yeah, that red light's on. That means it's recording.
Oh, okay.
And this is how many seconds we've been recording.
Gee, wasted.
Yes, all right, okay. Do you want me here?
Not necessarily. You sat through it once before.
Yeah, I know. I commented once in a while, too.
Yeah, okay. Anyhow, there has been a recording. It's been distributed by Judy. And I am going to pick up where that one left off and cover what I covered at the last family meeting. The subject at this point is, where are we at in the war on terrorism? Okay. First, we have tightened up the airline boarding procedures, and this is working. We have not had another airline hijacked and used as a bomb. However, the real weakness of the airline boarding procedures is this does not improve the situation. The terrorists are still out there, either plotting to try to get past our current procedures, or they're free to try and attack us somewhere else. So the airline boarding procedures tightening, though good in and of itself, is not solving anything. We have started tightening up international shipping. We are a long way from having it as totally tight. We've not had any indication that this is not working, but we are only doing a token inspection of the incoming goods, shipments. The problem here is that if it's carried to its logical conclusion, there will be, this could virtually bring international trade to standstill, and the whole approach of globalization, which has worked so well for improving standards, could be just brought to naught. Another area that we've been doing is we have started controlling the transfer of money worldwide, watching and trying to prevent funds from getting to Al-Qaeda, which as an organization is then tries to funnel funds on to other terrorist groups. We have had some success here. And we have actually made some real progress in that, in the legislation that's passed since 9/11, we can declare a bank as engaging in support of lawless action, money laundering, providing funds to terrorists. And if we do, then that bank goes on to a blacklist, and they cannot then participate in any international exchanges in U.S. dollars. And so much of the world trade is done in U.S. dollars that this is becoming a very effective way, when we can identify a rogue bank, of actually virtually shutting them down. The problem here is our news media, and they're talking about it, and the people that are so worried about privacy, that we are probably limited in how much further we can go in this area. Now, another category of effort has been the CIA renditions. The CIA has picked up suspects worldwide, transferred them back to their country of origin for questioning. There are a lot of the terrorists that have been picked up are so fearful of being transferred back to Egypt that they have been very willing to provide us information we're asking for. So the renditions in and of itself has been effective in getting information for us directly and indirectly through the countries that we have delivered the suspected terrorists to. Again, we're running into difficulties in the international news, particularly the EU countries, Europe, are becoming less willing to cooperate, and they are getting very suspicious when CIA airplanes try to traverse their country. It's making it very difficult to do renditions. And there have been some people claiming that they were not terrorists, were kidnapped, were turned over to other countries for questioning. And we are running into international diplomatic problems as a result. The CIA has also operated some prisons on their own in places in the world. And this had worked very well because we have put individual terrorists that have information. We can take them out of the ability to find out what's currently going on. And then through subsequent conversations with them, questioning, we can find out the validity of information we're getting from other sources. The CIA prisons have worked very well for us, but again, the European countries are becoming less cooperative. And I cannot say where the, I do not know where the current prisons are located. We have done some racial profiling. However, we have to be very careful in our racial profiling. It has to be done surreptitiously because it is not politically correct. And we are, go through all kinds of gyrations to try and prove that we are not racially profiling. But racially profiling has been so effective for the Israeli intelligence service that it is inconceivable that we're not doing it at least a little bit under the surface. We have been listening to international telephone calls for key phrases. We can listen to all telephone calls going internationally, and when particular phrases turn up in the conversations, then we can zero in on who's making those calls, from who to who. This has been very effective for us until the news media started reporting it, and as a consequence, it has, the terrorists have been warned, and now they are much less likely to use the telephones. And also our loyal congressmen are making it more difficult for the administration in this area. We have been listening to Pacific telephone calls between known terrorists elsewhere in the world and people within the United States. And this is also running into difficulties with Congress and our legal system. Very effective, however, it is becoming less effective. The prison at Guantanamo Bay has been very effective for us. It has been a place that could warehouse suspected and confirmed terrorists and taken them out of the circuit so they can't do anything bad to us. It has worked nicely. The problem is, this is also running into political difficulties. And the Guantanamo Bay prison does have physical limitations, size-wise limitations, and there is the necessity to prevent overcrowding, and therefore we've had to release people who have subsequently been re-picked up. And some that we have released have subsequently been involved in firefights in Afghanistan. So our track record of releases from Guantanamo has not been very good. Now, the one thing that we have been able to do that has been most workable for us in the war on terrorists, the thing that has actually eliminated terrorists from performing, is actual warfare. The Salafi Jihad, worldwide Salafi Jihad people, are out there to become martyrs. They are actively going into the war zone to participate, and to the degree that they have been killed, that has decreased total numbers of the Salafi Jihad. The war on terrorism is actually really diminishing terrorists through warfare. Okay.